The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our Squawkcast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
Hey guys, this is Diana Stinn. Welcome to our Squawkcast. Jill Mann is out of the loop this week and so unable to participate in our Squawkcast. But I do plan to have an interview a little bit later on with Barry Davidson, our board chair, and we'll be talking about Orange Shirt Day. Never heard of Orange Shirt Day? Well, you'll know something about it after our interview. Today is September 24th, and this is episode number 70. We're going to talk a little bit about bird brain, some nest news, we'll take you under our wing, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's up and coming. All right, guys, stay tuned for a bit more.
We would like to take a moment to encourage you to register with Phoenix for your homeschooling program. Registered students and their families receive a 20% discount off most workshops, camps, and events.
Thanks for that reminder, Aubrey. If you are interested in registering with the Phoenix Foundation, you have until September 28th. That's right. That is the last day you can register with us. And so we do have a few spots open. We're still looking for a kindergarten kid, a couple of more blend ed students, and we're always open to a few more home education students. Okay, let's not delay. Today I've been drinking a lot of coffee. Yep, Bird Turd Organic is my absolute favorite, and I hope it's your favorite too. If you're interested in sampling some Bird Turd Organic, you can pick some up on count day at one of the tables. We'll be selling some baking goods, we'll be offering Phoenix coffee, and of course our Phoenix honey. All right guys, let's move on to the program. Did you know that today is Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday? So in honor of that, we would like for you to think about ways that you can create kindness. That's our theme for this year. How can you create kindness and make a difference in your community? As Nelson Mandela was fond of saying, a good head and a good heart are always a formidable combination. And we know that you have both of those. Okay, so let's see what else you can do to use those assets to make the world a better place. Here is our interview with Barry Davidson, board chair of the Phoenix Foundation. Hey Barry, can you tell us a little bit about Orange Shirt Day?
Thanks, Diana. And in case you weren't sure, I'm Barry.
Did I get that wrong?
Nope. So Orange Shirt Day comes up the end of September every year. It's an opportunity to support and bring forth for discussion issues around truth and reconciliation and work with our Indigenous friends and neighbors. And this year, we actually have two celebrations, if you will, or events going on in Alberta. On Friday, the 28th, September 28th, in Edmonton at City Hall, there will be a large event and celebration. And then we're moving everybody down here to Calgary on October 1st at Municipal Hall, down at City Hall, to have an event down there. And we're going to have all sorts of dignitaries, several of our Treaty 7 friends will be on site, and I understand they're going to give me a microphone, which may be dangerous.
Indeed. So if you can't make it out to one of the events, and again, that was October 1st for the Calgary area, then make sure you wear an orange shirt in support of this great cause. So you can either order your orange shirt online from Safe and Caring Communities and Schools, or you're welcome to just wear an orange shirt.
Absolutely. Anything that helps recognize the day and start the conversation, our organization works very hard to make sure that people are aware and are discussing the issues. It's very complex. And absolutely, though, we have very nice shirts that the design was created by a student up in northern Alberta. And you can grab those at safeandcaring.ca, and that would be great.
Great. Thanks very much, Barry. We appreciate your sharing about this very special day.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Thanks again, Barry. And now I'd like to take a minute or two to take you under our wing. So Friday is Count Day. What is Count Day, you ask? Well, it's the last day that you can register with Phoenix as your school for the year. and wherever you are registered on September 30th, that's how the province will pay the school. It's important that you show up on that day for a multitude of reasons. Why? One, we have school photos or family photos, and you're totally welcome to take as many photos as you like of your kids. They make great Christmas gifts. We have a bouncy house, a bake sale, resource sale, all kinds of crafts, activities, balloon animals, all kinds of wonderful things, and a hot dog lunch to boot. You can see all the details of Count Day in your program guide or check out our website at www.phoenixfoundation.ca. We've been getting phone calls from people wanting to register for classes. And normally, we would take people from outside of the Phoenix community if we have room in these classes. But our Creation Studio classes are absolutely chock-a-block full. We're encouraging you to book early for the Hogwarts theme, as we anticipate that that will be another very full set of classes. To finish off today's podcast, I just want to share with you a couple of upcoming events, or in other words, what's hatching. So on Thursday, October the 11th, our Kinder Kids will be going over to Global Television, and they'll get a tour of a real TV studio. On Monday, October 15th, we have spots available for the Flying Squirrel field trip. If you're interested, you can either book with the front desk by calling 403-265-7701 or check out our BookWhen/Calgary site to register online. Lastly, October 18th is our Volcanic Feast. Oh yeah, we are going to have ginormous plates of mashed potato volcanoes with spewing meatballs and ketchup for lava and little broccoli trees, of course. And for dessert, chocolate lava cakes. So we sure hope you can join us for that very special day. Again, tickets are required. It's $10 per person and you can book online. Hello, hello, what was that? Oh, you weren't quite sure what that address was to book online? Well, it's through BookWhen/Calgary, and that's where all of our extra events and activities are. Okay, guys, this has been Diana Stinn, and this is the Phoenix Squawkcast. Jill Mann will be back with us next week for more, you know, old hens squawking about homeschooling. In the meantime, we hope you have an amazing week, and we'll see you all on Count Day.
Phoenix is a nonprofit organization that operates with grants from Alberta Education and donations from good people like you. Phoenix happily accepts used curriculum, toilet paper, and cash.
Miss Diana, Miss Diana, Miss Diana. The Schoology is not working. I keep trying these things and it's driving me nuts. Help.
Okay, well, that could be twofold. First of all, if you're on a home education program, you do not have a Google login and you do not have access to Schoology. If you are in our blended or online program, then you need to have a Google login and you need to have access to Schoology. So you will be issued a Phoenix email address, and that will be your first name, last name at phoenixfoundation.ca. Then you need to log into Google and type in the password that you've been given. That will pop up and it will make sure that it's all operational and working properly. And once you've done that, then you can go to our Schoology site, which is phoenix.schoology.com, and log in with your Google password and credentials. So that will be your first name, last name at phoenixfoundation.ca.
How am I going to remember all this? Is there something I could come to that would help me?
Totally. Good segue.
Do you like that?
I totally like that. So if you're not sure how to manage all of this, then we're going to recommend that you come next week to our Getting Started workshops. And you can look on our website to register there or go to bookwen.com/Calgary. Bookwen.com/Calgary. Check out the Getting Started workshops, and we will teach you how to use Google and how to use Schoology.
And feel free to bring your own laptop or tablet device, and you can get going right on your own device.
Absolutely. That's an excellent idea. And if you don't have a device, we will happily rent you one for $99 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Best deal in town.
I know. Okay. Miss Diana, Miss Diana, Miss Diana, what do we do at lunch?
Well, lunch is short here. Mm-hmm. So lunch is always from 12 to 12:30 mm-hmm. each and every day. You'll want to grab your lunch, find a table, mm-hmm. and chow down because things start right away at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
If your parent is not here and you've left your child for the day and they are not capable of looking after themselves for lunch, then you'll need to hire our school chef. She's available for $5 per child per lunch mm-hmm. to make sure that your child eats and is supervised.
Mm-hmm.
You can arrange for that at the front desk every day mm-hmm. If you need it. Otherwise, like I said, grab your lunch, eat quickly.
Mm-hmm. Serious question here.
Okay, last one.
This is important.
Okay.
Okay. If we homeschool our kids, can they ever go back to regular school?
Totally. Phoenix provides lots of support, structure. We do teach the Alberta Program of Studies. So if at any point your student does need to go back to a more traditional brick and mortar school, they will be absolutely ready to do so. Hey, Ben, is that you? Ben's our comfort dog, and he is trying to tell Miss Jill that he needs a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really doesn't like meetings and podcasts.
No, he doesn't. Ben, are you okay? But we could read to you. He likes it when kids read to him.
He does. He also likes it when they give me the carrots.
Okay, Ben, we'll finish up here shortly.
It's time for wing feathers.
So today's wing feather is handed out to Carly
mm-hmm.
From Western General Financial.
Mm-hmm.
She is our insurance rep. She mm-hmm. stopped by today to make sure that all our needs were covered, including our ice cream needs.
I know. This was a very important need, and it was very well planned.
Mm-hmm. So big shout out to Miss Carly for bringing us treats. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for being our amazing insurance agent.
Always good to see you.
Last but not least,
what's hatching?
Yeah, there's some more things hatching. We already talked a little bit about the Getting Started workshops next week. They're a little bit different because parents and students come for those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Blended or online kids, you're totally welcome to come.
Mm-hmm.
But what basically happens is the kids meet their teachers
mm-hmm.
and have some crafts and activities and
mm-hmm.
some games.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other room, I'm teaching parents how to use Schoology and Google Apps for Education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's nice because then the kids aren't quite as wondering, where do I go? Where do I go in their classes? They've already kind of got the lay of the land.
Yeah, they know where the bathrooms are mm-hmm. and all the important things.
And parents know how to log on to Schoology.
Exactly, all the important things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, next week, kindergarten classes start.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't yet received any information from us regarding your kinder kid and when they come to school,
mm-hmm.
it is staggered entry for the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's roughly 6 or 7 kids each day Some come on Tuesday, some come on Wednesday, some come on Thursday, and they have an opportunity in a small group to get to meet our kindergarten teacher, understand the kindergarten room, and how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting.
It is. And we do have 3 spots left. And even though our kinder classes are staggered entry coming in, give a call because there still might be room for you if you miss next week.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
We will take kindergarten kids all the way up till September 28th. Mm-hmm. Okay. But having said that, on Friday of next week, September 7th, we are closed.
Yes, we are.
Why?
Because we're having a staff meeting.
Right. It's our all-day staff meeting from hell.
All of our staff look so forward to this every single year.
Yeah. It's where we go over our emergency plans, our contracts. We learn how to stab and jab, you know, for EpiPens and things like that.
Yep.
Everybody's a little sore after that day.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't practice so much.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay, guys, well, if you need anything, please make sure you give us a shout, 403-265-7701, or you can email us at info@phoenixfoundation.ca, or you can come by.
Yeah, we're here.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Yeah.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
And we are wishing you
a high-flying kite day.
Jill, you're full of wind today.
Yes, I am.
Phoenix is a nonprofit organization that operates with grants from Alberta Education and donations from good people like you. Phoenix happily accepts used curriculum, toilet paper, and cash.